2 Kings 10:32 through 2 Kings 12. In those days, the Lord began to cut off pieces from Israel, and Hazael defeated them throughout the territory of Israel, from the Jordan eastward, all the land of Gilead, the Gadites, the Reubenites, and the Manassites, from Aroer, which is by the valley of the Arnon, that is, Gilead and Bashan. Now, as for the rest of the acts of Jehu, and everything that he did, and all his might, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? And Jehu lay down with his fathers, and they buried him in Samaria. And his son Jehoahaz became king in his place. So the time which Jehu reigned over Israel in Samaria was 28 years. When Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and eliminated all the royal children. But Jehosheba, the daughter of King Joram, sister of Uzziah, took Joash, the son of Ahaziah, and abducted him from among the king's sons, who were being put to death, and put him and his nurse in the bedroom. So they hid him from Athaliah, and he was not put to death. So he was kept hidden with her in the house of the Lord for 6 years, while Athaliah was reigning over the land. Now in the 7th year, Jehoiada sent orders and brought the captains of hundreds of the Kerites and of the guards, and brought them to himself at the house of the Lord. Then he made a covenant with them, and put them under the oath at the house of the Lord, and showed them the king's son. And he commanded them, saying, "This is the thing that you shall do. A third of you, who come in on the Sabbath, and keep watch over the king's house, a third shall also be at the gate Sur, and a third at the gate behind the guards, shall keep watch over the house for defense. And two parts of you, all who go out on the Sabbath, shall also keep watch over the house of the Lord for the king. Then you shall surround the king, each with his weapons in his hand, and whoever comes within the ranks shall be put to death. And you are to be with the king when he goes out and when he comes in." So the captains of hundreds acted in accordance with everything that Jehoiada the priest commanded. And each one of them took his men who were to come in on the Sabbath, along with those who were to go out on the Sabbath, and they came to Jehoiada the priest. Then the priest gave the captains of hundreds the spears and shields that had been King David's, which were in the house of the Lord. The guards stood, each with his weapons in his hand, from the right side of the house to the left side of the house, by the altar and by the house, around the king. Then he brought the king's son out, and put the crown on him, and gave him the testimony. And they made him king and anointed him. And they clapped their hands and said, "Long live the king!" When Athaliah heard the noise of the guards and of the people, she came to the people at the house of the Lord. And she looked, and behold, the king was standing by the pillar according to the custom, with the captains and the trumpeters beside the king. And all the people of the land were joyful and were blowing trumpets. Then Athaliah tore her clothes and cried out, "Conspiracy! Conspiracy!" And Jehoiada the priest commanded the captains of hundreds who were appointed over the army and said to them, "Bring her out between the ranks, and whoever follows her, put to death with the sword." For the priest said, "She is not to be put to death at the house of the Lord." So they seized her, and when they brought her to the horse's entrance of the king's house, she was put to death there. Then Jehoiada made a covenant between the Lord, the king, and the people, that they would be the Lord's people, and between the king and the people. And all the people of the land came to the house of Baal, and tore it down. They thoroughly smashed his altars and his images in pieces, and they killed Matan, the priest of Baal, before the altars. Then the priest appointed sentries over the house of the Lord. And he took the captains of hundreds and the Kerites, and the guards and all the people of the land, and they brought the king down from the house of the Lord, and came by the way of the gate of the guards to the king's house, and he sat on the throne of the kings. So all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was peaceful, for they had put Athaliah to death with the sword at the king's house. Jehoash was 7 years old when he became king. In the 7th year of Jehu, Jehoash became king, and he reigned for 40 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Zibiah of Beersheba. Jehoash did what was right in the sight of the Lord all his days that Jehoiada the priest instructed him. Only the high places did not end. The people still sacrificed and burned incense on the high places. Then Jehoash said to the priests, "All the money of the sacred offerings which is brought into the house of the Lord, in current money, both the money of each man's assessment and all the money which anyone's heart prompts him to bring into the house of the Lord, the priests are to take it for themselves, each from his acquaintance, and they shall repair the damage to the house wherever any damage is found." But it came about that in the 23rd year of King Jehoash, the priests had not repaired any damage to the house. So King Jehoash summoned Jehoiada the priest, and the other priests, and said to them, "Why did you not repair damage to the house?" The priests then agreed that they would not take any more money from the people, nor would they repair damage to the house. Instead, Jehoiada the priest took a chest and drilled a hole in its lid, and put it beside the altar, on the right side as one comes into the house of the Lord. And the priests who guarded the threshold put in it all the money that was brought into the house of the Lord. When they saw that there was a great amount of money in the chest, the king's scribe and the high priest went up and tied it in bags, and counted the money that was found in the house of the Lord. And they handed the money which was assessed over to those who did the work, who had the oversight of the house of the Lord. And they paid it out to the carpenters and the builders who worked on the house of the Lord, and to the masons and the stonecutters, and for buying timber and cut stone to repair the damage to the house of the Lord, and for everything that was laid out for the house to repair it. However, there was not made for the house of the Lord silver cups, shears, bowls, trumpets, any receptacles of gold, or receptacles of silver from the money which was brought into the house of the Lord, for they gave that to those who did the work, and with it they repaired the house of the Lord. Moreover, they did not require an accounting from the men into whose hands they gave the money to pay to those who did the work, because they acted faithfully. The money from the guilt offerings and the money from the sin offerings was not brought into the house of the Lord. It belonged to the priests. Then Hazael, the king of Aram, went up and fought against Gath and captured it. And Hazael was intent on going up against Jerusalem. So Jehoash, king of Judah, took all the sacred offerings that Jehoshaphat, Jehoram, and Ahaziah, his fathers, kings of Judah, had consecrated, and his own sacred offerings, and all the gold that was found among the treasuries of the house of the Lord and of the king's house, and sent them to Hazael, king of Aram. Then he withdrew from Jerusalem. Now, as for the rest of the acts of Joash, and everything that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And his servants rose up and formed a conspiracy, and they struck and killed Joash at the house of Milo, as he was going down to Silla. For Jozachar, the son of Shimeath, and Jehozabad, the son of Shomer, his servants, struck him, and he died. And they buried him with his fathers in the city of David. And his son Amaziah became king in his place. John 17. Jesus spoke these things, and raising his eyes to heaven, he said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, so that the Son may glorify you, just as you gave him authority over all mankind, so that to all whom you have given him, he may give eternal life. And this eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on the earth, by accomplishing the work which you have given me to do. And now you, Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world existed. I have revealed your name to the men whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours, and you have given them to me, and they have followed your word. Now they have come to know that everything which you have given me is from you. For the words which you gave me, I have given to them. And they received them, and truly understood that I came forth from you. And they believed that you sent me. I ask on their behalf. I do not ask on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you have given me, because they are yours. And all things that are mine are yours, and yours are mine. I have been glorified in them. I am no longer going to be in the world, and yet they themselves are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, the name which you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are. While I was with them, I was keeping them in your name, which you have given me, and I guarded them, and not one of them perished, except the son of destruction, so that the scriptures would be fulfilled. And these things I speak in the world, so that they may have my joy made full in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but to keep them away from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in truth. Your word is truth. Just as you sent me into the world, I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, so that they themselves also may be sanctified in truth. I am not asking on behalf of these alone, but also for those who believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me. The glory which you have given me, I also have given to them, so that they may be one, just as we are one, I in them, and you in me, that they may be perfected in unity, so that the world may know that you sent me, and you loved them, just as you loved me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, be with me where I am, so that they may see my glory which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, although the world has not known you, yet I have known you, and these have known that you sent me. And I have made your name known to them, and will make it known, so that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. Revelation 18. After these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illuminated from his glory. And he cried out with a mighty voice, saying, Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great! She has become a dwelling place of demons, and a prison for every unclean spirit, and a prison of every unclean and hateful bird. For all the nations have fallen because of the wine of the passion of her sexual immorality, and the kings of the earth have committed acts of sexual immorality with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich from the excessive wealth of her luxury. I heard another voice from heaven, saying, Come out to her, my people, so that you will not participate in her sins, and receive any of her plagues, for her sins have piled up as high as heaven, and God has remembered her offenses. Pay her back even as she has paid, and give back to her double according to her deeds, and the cup which she has mixed, mix twice as much for her, to the extent that she glorified herself and lived luxuriously, to the same extent give her torment and mourning. For she says in her heart, I sit as a queen, I am not a widow, and I will never see mourning. For this reason, in one day her plagues will come, plague and mourning and famine, and she will be burned up with fire, for the Lord God who judges her is strong. And the kings of the earth who committed acts of sexual immorality and lived luxuriously with her will weep and mourn over her when they see the smoke of her burning, standing at a distance because of the fear of her torment, saying, Woe, woe, the great city, Babylon, the strong city, for in one hour your judgment has come. and the merchants of the earth weep and mourn over her, because no one buys their cargo any more, cargo of gold, silver, precious stones and pearls, fine linen, purple, silk, and scarlet, and every kind of citron wood, and every article of ivory, and every article made of very valuable wood, bronze, iron, and marble, cinnamon, spice, incense, perfume, frankincense, wine, olive oil, fine flour, wheat, cattle, sheep, and cargo of horses, carriages, slaves, and human lives. The fruit you long for has left you, and all the things that were luxurious and splendid have passed away from you, and people will no longer find them. The merchants of these things, who became rich from her, will stand at a distance because of the fear of her torment, weeping and mourning, saying, "Woe, woe, the great city! She who was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold, precious stones, and pearls, for in 1 hour such great wealth has been laid waste. And every shipmaster, and every passenger and sailor, and all who make their living by the sea, stood at a distance, and were crying out as they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, 'What city is like the great city?' And they threw dust on their heads, and were crying out, weeping and mourning, saying, 'Woe, woe, the great city, in which all who had ships at sea became rich from her prosperity, for in 1 hour she has been laid waste. Rejoice over her, O heaven, and you saints and apostles and prophets, because God has pronounced judgment for you against her.' Then a strong angel picked up a stone like a great millstone and threw it into the sea, saying, 'So will Babylon, the great city, be thrown down with violence, and will never be found again.' And the sound of harpists, musicians, flute players, and trumpeters will never be heard in you again, and no craftsman of any craft will ever be found in you again. And the sound of a mill will never be heard in you again, and the light of a lamp will never shine in you again, and the voice of the groom and bride will never be heard in you again. For your merchants were the powerful people of the earth, because all the nations were deceived by your witchcraft, and in her was found the blood of prophets, and of saints, and of all who have been slaughtered on the earth.'" Proverbs 30:10-23. "Do not slander a slave to his master, or he will curse you, and you will be found guilty. There is a kind of person who curses his father, and does not bless his mother. There is a kind who is pure in his own eyes, yet is not washed from his filthiness. There is a kind, oh, how lofty are his eyes, and his eyelids are raised in arrogance. There is a kind of person whose teeth are like swords, and his jaw teeth like knives, to devour the poor from the earth, and the needy from among mankind. The leech has two daughters, give and give. There are three things that will not be satisfied, four that will not say enough: Sheol, the infertile womb, earth that is never satisfied with water, and fire that never says enough. The eye that mocks a father and scorns a mother, the ravens of the valley will pick it out, and the young eagles will eat it. There are three things which are too wonderful for me, four which I do not understand: the way of the eagle in the sky, the way of a snake on a rock, the way of a ship in the middle of the sea, and the way of a man with a virgin. This is the way of an adulterous woman. She eats and wipes her mouth, and says, 'I have done nothing wrong.' Under three things the earth quakes, and under four it cannot endure: under a slave when he becomes king, and a fool when he is satisfied with food; under an unloved woman when she gets a husband, and a female servant when she dispossesses her mistress." Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord while I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Do not trust in noble men, in mortal man, in whom there is no salvation. His spirit departs. He returns to the earth. On that very day, his plans perish. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and everything that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord frees the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of those who are blind. The Lord raises up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the strangers. He supports the fatherless of the widow, but he thwarts the way of the wicked. The Lord will reign forever. Your God, Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord.